This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Downtown Review Board members in Colorado Springs have unanimously approved plans for what would be the city's tallest building. Many residents have pushed back against the 27-story One Vela project. They argue the tower would harm the character of downtown and its skyline. Opponents have promised to appeal to the City Council for a hearing in March. Medical residents at CU Anschutz are asking for union bargaining rights. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
A group representing almost 1,300 resident doctors say its members are overworked and underpaid after years of education and training. It says stress, fatigue, and burnout are common. It's asking for collective bargaining rights. A spokesman with CU's School of Medicine says it values the work of its residents and fellows. He says school leaders meet with them regularly and have been working to improve pay and compensation. The doctors work at six major hospitals in the Denver area, including UC Health, Denver Health, the Regional VA Medical Center, and Children's Hospital Colorado. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado's education chief is confident that financial support for the state's neediest children won't stop, even as the Trump administration explores dramatic cuts to the Federal Department of Education. Education Commissioner Susana Cordova believes Colorado's federal funds for low-income students, school meals, and students with disabilities won't be threatened.
I believe deeply that as a nation, we understand the importance of a public school system that provides opportunities for kids.
It would take Congress to close the Federal Department of Education entirely. This is CPR News.